Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, friend.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess two things: the name of the hidden tune and also the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Wiley Newbold is on the line from Morgantown, West Virginia. Wiley, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you so much.
Very glad to have you. Wiley, what's your musical background?
Well, I learned to read music at about the age of 6 or 7 when I first started taking piano.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of got one of those childhood illnesses and had to stop that for a while. When I went back into the French horn and choirs. And I did French horn for about through high school. And then choirs I pretty much kept up with all my life. And I went back and picked up the piano again when I was in my early 20s.
And still playing piano today?
Still play piano today.
That's great. So music has been part of your life?
Absolutely.
For almost your entire life. That's fantastic. Well, a piano puzzler is about to be part of your life. Bruce is going to play this for you, and we'll see if you can find the hidden tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Are you all set?
I think so.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. I agree.
Well, thank you.
Just gorgeous. Wiley, what did you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, I hear that these are a lot more difficult when you're on the phone than on the radio.
That's true.
It certainly sounds like 19th century German romantic.
Well, that's totally true.
And my first guess, I to tell you the truth, I don't recognize the song or the piece that it's patterned after, but it sounds more like, I guess, Schubert than anybody else.
Well, it's extremely close to Schubert. It is somebody else only because it is, in fact, as you mentioned, modeled on a famous piece by somebody else. But the harmonic world and the feeling of it could easily be Schubert. You know, if it were not modeled on something specific, I would say that would be a perfectly good answer.
And I love the way you found your way there, like early 19th century German romantic. You were
in that
sound world.
Right.
Well, that doesn't leave us too many other options, I guess. That gives us Schumann, Mendelssohn, Chopin. Well,
okay,
well, you said German was right, so that would leave Chopin out.
That's right. Well, you've mentioned him in there.
Okay, well, then Schumann is who I guess I'd have to say.
Why don't you try the other one?
Mendelssohn. I find Mendelssohn to be really tricky to pick out. His style is, I think, real. It is 19th century German romantic, and you have to sort of do it by elimination almost.
Felix Mendelssohn.
Yes. And in fact, it's based, the piano accompaniment is not only based on, but often is exactly the same with minor changes and some diminished and augmented changes. It is based on the Opus 19 number one Song Without Words, the very first one.
Okay, so you got the composer in the style of Felix Mendelssohn. Let's see if we can figure out the tune that Bruce has woven in.
Well, it sounds to me like an old Irish folk song that was popularized by Yusuf Islam,
formerly Cat Stevens.
Yes,
had a big hit with this song.
Oh, Morning Is Broken.
That is it. That is it.
Lovely, lovely piece.
And I have to say, the reason I thought to use it, aside from it fits so nicely, is that we have all these broken chords, and I thought, well, Morning Is Broken too.
Well, that works.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay, now that we know it's Morning Has Broken in the style of Felix Mendelssohn and quoting this Song Without Words, Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
I think so.
Morning Has Broken, rewritten in the style of Felix Mendelssohn. And in fact, Bruce, you said you were quoting a specific Song Without Words. Which one?
Well, the number one, Opus 19, number one.
The first of the Songs Without Words by Felix Mendelssohn. Wiley Newbold, well done. You named the composer, you named the song.
It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, great to have you. And Wiley, what's your public radio station?
Oh, gosh, oh, we'd have to go on for about 5 minutes. West Virginia Public Radio, but there's about 15 or 20 of them.
The network is West Virginia Public Radio. Wiley Newbold calling in from Morgantown, West Virginia. Wiley, such a treat to have you playing the Piano Puzzler. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.